Welcome to I Am Everything, with your host, Shion A. Town.
Reel it in. Welcome to the hottest thing on radio since the invention of the radio. I'm your host, Shion A. Town. Welcome to I Am Everything on CKMS 102.7. And we have a special guest. We have one of my close friends, a man that's from St. Lucia, still living in St. Lucia, but I met him in the East Coast in the ECMAs while he lived in Halifax. And I actually did my very last journalism project on him while I is a documentary about him being nominated for the first time for the ECMA's Best Rap Song or Best Rapper of the Year. Not sure, 2014. He did not win it. But to St. Lucians and to me, he is the best rapper. So before we get to the interview, I'm going to introduce his music to you. Here's a little KO for you, featuring Carnell Official. Tell me what you think, and then we'll be on to the interview, and you'll get to meet the man I call my friend. Very nice guy. Very talented gentleman. And you'll see for yourself. Let's go.
What up? Yeah. Yaga. Yo, Tony, my money well green like ganja. Girlfriend black like a panther. I'm trying to spit that revolutionary shit every second I give a fuck it. This is what you asked for, nigga. People wanna hear about that AK. Cruising in a Phantom with my new bae. I'm not your ordinary shit talk, gun cocker. Came from seeing the block a day. People wanna know what the six is. Hide your diamond crucifixes. A city where a lot of people ain't got the money, but niggas acting like they won't give them the business. Nigga, mind what you putting in the ethos. All my real niggas gotta keep close. Yeah. When I say real, I don't mean busting the steel, I mean love that's coming by the kilo. No. Somebody tell them I ain't a gangster. Nah. Jaws only when I give thanks. Everybody looking and looking for somebody to hold them down, but you looking at the anchor. We putting that
overseas. I know the killers wanna hear about the block though. I know them kids wanna hear about the keys and how they needed to get it in like a lock though. How your girl give me brains and she locked yo. How she in my pocket they top off. I'm not really with all of that bullshit, but whatever it is, you know it pop off. A child of the corn and I'm playing a field. Or man of the house and just trying to get in. I know what it is. I know what you doing, my nigga. You out here just trying to win, but y'all are just losing. Y'all are just losing. Are you a badass like Joey or Boozy? Third eye is wide open while you're snoozing. This is amusing. Y'all are just yelling while this here's music. Hey,
I ain't working for nobody. No way. We putting that work. Work.
All right. Yeah.
Work, putting in work. What's good being in the race if you ain't trying to finish it first? Fuck how they feel, man, fuck how they feel. They not in my league, I'm just keeping it real. Know your work like you know your age. Won't grab a single grand unless you get me paid. Cash ruined everything around a young nigga. Do anything I need to get them funds quicker. Babylon is on the rise. Babylon is on the rise. Babylon is in disguise. Maneuver through snakes in a city of lies. It's like the city's hypnotized. That is just why I ain't working for nobody. No way.
We putting that work. So welcome to I'm Everything. I'm Sean A-Town, and I'm talking on the radio show, except I like to say it's not my show. You're the host. My guest is the host because they can dictate what they want to talk about, what they want me to play for them. So
okay.
You are the host today. So, and by you, who are you for people who don't know?
Well, welcome to my show, Shion. I am KO. I am an artist / creative director / songwriter / founder of Solstice Sounds. And I am from St. Lucia, live and direct from St. Lucia right now, but resided in Halifax and then Toronto. And that's how we linked up.
It's crazy how now technology, you can just reach out to someone who's in St. Lucia and it's chill. Like you don't have to worry about any carrier pigeons missing out.
Right? We've come a long way from carrier pigeons.
Yeah. How is it like there, being in there as a pandemic is happening in the world?
It's interesting because, like, St. Lucia being a developing nation, right? We kind of always get things late, if you will.
Yeah.
So when the pandemic really struck the rest of the world, we were definitely affected, but we are affected in the way that, like, all right, we got to close our borders because the world is going to shit. And because of that, you know, tourism is going to be affected. And because tourism is going to be affected, our economy is going to be affected. Not to say that we didn't have cases to actually deal with, because we did, and we had to lock down a bunch of times. We're actually still in a state of emergency right now, so there's a curfew in place, there's a limit to the amount of people that can be in a certain place and things of that nature. But we are only dealing with like 1, 2, maybe 6 max at a time cases, right? So in the grand scheme of things, comparatively to the rest of the world, we had it kind of easy. But that third wave hit us like a motherfucker in January.
Yeah.
So we've just sort of been pivoting ever since, trying to figure it out. So we're still on a curfew. It's 4 a.m. to 9 p.m. You got to wear your mask to go everywhere. They're encouraging people to take the vaccine right now. So it's interesting, you know what I mean, as far as navigating that goes. But the good thing about being here, not only it being like my inherent home, but it's an island, you know what I mean? Like it's an island. So at least like, there's not much to do, but at least I know I could try my best to keep myself grounded.
Right.
I could come to the beach whenever I want to, I could smell the salt water, I could feel the air, the sea breeze.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And those things alone go a long way.
Yeah.
And just with technology and everything, I haven't felt in any way like I'm missing out by not being in Toronto right now.
Right.
If anything, I kind of feel like I'm at a little bit of an advantage because I'm here. I can move around relatively freely. We'll just keep creating content and keep building the aesthetic and the brand from over here. And we can still access our markets remotely.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? So far, so good.
Well, I mean, you lived in Toronto, and you still do. But when you were in Toronto, you're touring a lot, right? So, if you could do your studio at home, you don't really need to worry about all the other stuff. You could just do that at home, and then eventually come here, maybe next summer, hopefully when things are opening. But like in Ontario, it's kind of iffy because things are closing down, and We actually didn't have a full lockdown. Like, I wouldn't say any lockdown we ever had. Maybe the first one, but anything after that, it hasn't been a lockdown, you know? Just like, they should close it down. I was thinking like, just like Australia, just close everything down. Cause now Australia's chilling. New Zealand's chilling.
Switzerland's chilling. They got festivals.
Yeah. We're living in, you know, still 2020. They're living in 2023, right? So
you're right. They're in the future right now. Yeah.
And so, you know, COVID has taken over the music industry for sure. Like, so many venues have shut down. And has there been a time in this COVID era where you were like kind of thinking, oh, maybe should I do something else with my life, and then eventually do music? Or
that's an interesting question. Well, I'll tell you this, like, even prior to COVID, even prior to this pandemic, the direction in which my career was going for a few years, maybe like the 2018, 2019, maybe a part of 2017, I focused heavily on being a songwriter. So I traveled a lot still, but I wasn't traveling so much for touring. I was traveling for a lot of like writing camps and studio sessions and things of that nature. So my business model had already shifted from like live performances being my main source of income a few years prior to this pandemic. So like venues and stuff like that closing down, yes, it affected me because we also put on our own events, but I wouldn't say it necessarily affected me as much as my counterparts who depended on it solely. You feel me?
Yeah.
So like that's been cool, but besides all of that, in the midst of this pandemic too, it really had, and I'm sure with like everyone else, it really gave me the opportunity to tap into other aspects of myself, other aspects of my artistry, other aspects of just things that I'm passionate about. So I tried my best to trust that process. I don't know if I'm gonna be a recording / performing artist for the rest of my life. And I ask myself that question a lot of the times, but I also ask for the clarity enough to know what direction God is trying to point me in. You feel me?
Yeah.
And not stand in my own way of that. You dig? Right. So I've been doing a lot more of a bunch of things, right? So I do my own artwork. I've been editing and shooting my own videos on my phone.
Yeah.
I've been tapping into a lot more creative direction, content curation, event curation. We have a radio show here called Solstice Radio. We're about to start a podcast. Merchandising, branding, and all of these things still feel super lit to me because it's stuff that I'm still very passionate about. You know what I mean? Right. So I don't feel like I'm compromising who I am by tapping into these other aspects of my artistry. If anything, bro, like, there's art in everything. And especially now in 2020, 2021, for me to hold myself back from exploring those things would be hella counterproductive.
Yeah, of course. But that, I mean, that's kind of big of you to be like, you know what, maybe I shouldn't do this forever. Because it takes, I'm sure that's so hard for an artist to figure that out. And they still, most of them just continue to do it. And you're like, well, what are you doing? Like,
what are you doing, right?
Yeah. But I mean, like, when I look at you, I don't see that, like, what are you doing, right? Because, I mean, you put out the presence of, like, you're always doing something important with, it's not necessarily a front, but it's like, you could just tell when you put out your content, you have more content falls after. So it's not like, what are you doing? And then it's also, like, received well. But was there, like, a moment, what did you have, like, an end goal that you didn't meet? You said, okay, in 10 years I'll have this, and you didn't meet that, and that's kind of why you're deciding to go the other route? Or how did that happen?
I'll be honest with you, bro. I'll be super transparent with you. I often struggle with accepting where it is that I am right now in life with my artistry.
Yeah.
But I also try my best to trust the process and understand that whatever is out there for me will come my way. Like, that will manifest. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
And I just have to trust that process and continue to enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
So I don't, there've been hella goals that I haven't met. I plan everything, so to speak. Like, I'm the type of dude, I'll start the year with a full vision, a full schedule, break it down by quarter, and then each quarter I break it down by the month and make sure that I reach certain goals to reach those goals. And then ever since COVID, it just became almost impossible to plan anything. You think? So being someone that comes from that school of like, yo, everything got to be calculated, being in a space where all you see around you is uncertainty, that shit was terrifying. It's terrifying. I won't lie.
Of course.
But again, bro, it just comes down to something where it's like, all I could do is trust the process. It's literally, that's all that any of us can really do.
Of course.
Just, you know, hope and trust that we're doing the right thing.
Have you ever like come upon artists that you're maybe friends with? You don't have to say their name, where you were saying, mm-hmm. where you saw them going that direction that you don't want to go in, and you're like, oh.
In terms of what? In terms of like giving up? In terms of dumbing it down?
In terms of like dumbing it down and also changing their artistry to better get them success, but it's not who they are.
To be honest with you, I can't think of anyone off the rip as far as like my close circle of music friends that I would think that about.
Yeah.
There have been a bunch of different people that took totally different routes to what I expected, and it worked for them.
Right.
And I'm not mad at that. You know what I mean? So again, bro, it just kind of like for me, for that aspect of things, I try not to judge people because the whole concept of like, yo, this ain't you, bro. Like, what are you doing? It's like we are, we're constantly growing and evolving. Right.
So true.
Who I was yesterday is not who I'm going to be tomorrow, is not who I am at this very moment today.
Yeah.
And I got to be okay with that. And likewise, anyone else going through that same kind of journey, they got to be okay with that. And I got to give them I have to create, if they're my friend, if they're a loved one, I have to create a free space in which they can freely express themselves however they want, regardless of the moment.
Right. All right. I like that. So what do you find is often overlooked as an artist that you maybe don't think about before you become an artist, or, you know?
A few things. I think finances, so to speak, like structure, because as an artist, we don't have a 401k, or we don't have a pension, or we don't have life insurance in our, you know, them kind of thing. Like you had to create that for yourself. You have to establish those things. You have to invest in yourself. You had to register your business. You got to make sure your money is right. You got to make sure you're paying everyone. You got to make sure you're doing your taxes. You know, it's just like being on the other side of this, where like I am clearly transitioning into something else, and I don't know what that is yet, but in order to fully transition into that, all the time that I spend doing what it is that I'm doing right now needs to have a proper structure and infrastructure around it for it to actually make sense.
Right.
You know what I mean? So niggas gotta go get their life insurance.
Yeah.
They gotta go do their taxes.
Yeah.
They gotta make, you know, like shit like that. I think that's very important. And understanding that like, talent is only like a small percentage of this whole thing.
Yeah.
And outside of that comes like the amount of work that you're willing to put in it.
Yeah.
And how, you know, like shit like that. Yeah. So I think that's one thing for sure.
When you're not a huge artist, you're basically your own manager as well. You're doing all that work.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So, you know, as you're the host, and you are basically choosing what music can be played today, the first song, what would you like it to be?
You know what, bro? I would like to hear Too Paranoid for Paradise, myself and Jen, featuring Smalls, Tedis, and John, produced by the homie Yogi the Producer.
Love to hear that one. What does that song mean to you?
Too Paranoid for Paradise represents the space that I'm in right now. Being in a place as beautiful as St. Lucia and still not feeling completely, not necessarily safe, but at home. Like being at home, but not necessarily feeling completely at home. Just dealing with that paranoia, dealing with that anxiety, dealing with how everything that's been going on in the world affects us. And where we go from here.
They say the road to hell is always paved with good intentions. Take a look around at everything we manifested in our minds. In some time, I hope you see this as a lesson. Realize that we the ones who take away our blessings. Venting every session to help me cope with my stresses. Turn this to a treasure through everything we've invested. See myself as a vessel, I'm empty without a prayer. Give too much of myself to people I wish would care. Just a small child crying for help and he kind of scared. Still kind of aware, everything's kind of weird. People who say they there ain't really there. And life ain't really fair, can't believe I'm really here. Too paranoid for paradise, I try to enjoy enjoy it. Beaches cool, parties I don't really care for them. I like to smell the salt, dig my feet up in the sand, listen to some beats, right, come up with a plan. What a shame, we think too much, love too hard, fall too deep. We too far gone, it hurts too bad, the scars don't heal. So the drinks stay cold, weed stays lit, like everything's fine. Good place, great vibe, right person, wrong time. Too paranoid for paradise. Yeah. Too paranoid for paradise. Too paranoid for paradise. Way too paranoid for paradise.
1 month can turn to nine. When you're on this island and mine, this feeling is great. Trying to find a peace of mind, deal with one piece at a time. But these women are so divine, so I want a piece of your cake. Mm. My sweet tooth, cinnamon skin, miss you. Give me these visions I can't get rid of again. Bitch, you always give me the formula to heal myself. Till the sun goes and then I want to kill myself. Who thinks about suicide in paradise? Who thinks about blood with these parasites? Hanging from a tree like a hammock on the beach, but this cannot give you freedom in our time. See, all my friends want to reach me for my advice, but I don't even take it, so am I alive? Where do therapists go for therapy? I guess that's the definition of sacrifice. I'm too paranoid for paradise, I don't really care. I'm focused on being distracted while I'm still here. Reserve me a bottle of Chairman so I numb the pain. Hold the meds with the team until we see that the vision's clear. Two-step on the beach and my bros catch a vibe. I think about Agnelli all the time. Just some thoughts from a bipolar mind. And they wonder why I'm high all the time. I'm too paranoid for paradise. Yeah. Hey, I'm too paranoid for paradise. For real. I'm too paranoid for paradise. Hey, yeah, I'm too paranoid for paradise. Yeah.
Way too.
All right, and we're back with King KO. I like that ring.
Ooh, I like that.
I like that ring. I saw you're using that, and I was like, all right, maybe this could be your alter ego or something.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. A couple of my homies here were like, you know what, bro? Like, you should own that. And I was like, all right.
Yeah. You know, so as we're talking about what you're planning to do in the future, we got to talk about what you did in the past. So the first time I met you was ECMAs in Charlottetown, which was always a good time. It's always a good time. Those ECMAs are... You know, I was telling Quake in a previous interview, I said, look, you know, I've been to all these parties in Toronto, but it doesn't even compare to the ECMAs. That's like next level.
I agree, bro. Party. I agree.
It's not even like a party. It's like a celebration. Yeah. Yep. Each, you go to the hotel room, there's all their hotels. Yeah. That's how I first met you. And, you know, since then I've known you for a while. And I got to say, like, out of... Like, you've always been really genuine, and I know you're in the thick of it, you know, like all these like you know, musicians from Toronto that are well known, but you still keep it humble. You're still like, you know what, like, I'm from St. Lucia, I'm from Halifax, you know, like, you still keep it pretty genuine,
grounded.
Yeah. And I think that's pretty, I you know, that's something that stood out for me with you, is that, you know, for example, when I was in Toronto and I linked up with you, and, you know, we linked up and all this, and then I had to go back to, you know, I didn't have enough money, so I had to move back. And then whenever I came back to Toronto, you know, we linked up as if it was like day one again. I thought, you know, that was pretty cool. So we're talking about, you know, the future. And so we're going to talk about your come up. All right. So we're going to talk about where it started. So, you know, you're born in St. Lucia. How long living there were you doing music until you decided, okay, look, I got to go somewhere else?
I was doing music in St. Lucia. I left in 2009, and I got like my first song on the radio in St. Lucia in 2007. I think I did my first performance in high school or whatever around 2000. Right? So I'd say I got my, like, I was doing music maybe like legit 2-3 years in St. Lucia before I headed out.
And what was your experience there in St. Lucia for the music industry versus like Canada?
Well, with St. Lucia, and it kind of comes down to the reason that I had to leave, or felt like I had to leave, was I was doing hip hop. I was a rapper, like strictly just a rapper at the time. And coming from St. Lucia, obviously that's not like our prominent or indigenous genre of music. So like, if you're not doing dancehall, soca, calypso, you know, them kind of thing, it almost came across as not genuine or inauthentic. You know what I mean? Yeah. So in order to cross that barrier, I had to collaborate a lot with a lot of different St. Lucian artists doing different things. So I did music with soca artists, I did music with jazz groups. So whatever I could get that would get me on, that would get me a foot in the door, that would get me an audience to listen to me and take me in a genuine manner. So that was one thing that being in St. Lucia in the music industry taught me, was adaptability and versatility. And then I took that and ran with it in Canada. The only difference is while I was trying to really discover myself artistically, I found myself chasing this vibe and this particular sound or whatever from abroad. But it wasn't until I actually found myself abroad and realized how people resonated with my own intrinsic vibe and energy and rhythm and just the type of like thing that I bring to the music as a result of where I'm from and how I grew up. Being overseas really enabled me to embrace that more fully. And that's when I started to like really hone in on who I am artistically.
And why did you choose Halifax? Was there any other provinces in mind, or any other places in mind you want to venture to?
Well, actually, Halifax, and it's funny how the universe works, right? Halifax was a second choice. I originally wanted to go to Orlando. Mm. I wanted to go to Full Sail University, and I wanted to go study business. I had already applied for it. I had gotten approved. I was, you know what I mean, looking for an apartment and all of that stuff. But in St. Lucia, I had to get a student loan to leave. And in St. Lucia, at the time, there's this like priority list of courses or subjects or majors that they will give you the loan to do based on what they think is best required for the country and its economy. And at the time, music business was not one of them. So last minute, I wasn't able to get a loan to go to Full Sail University, but I had applied for St. Mary's University in Halifax because one of the professors is St. Lucian, and he comes down regularly to do these sort of like recruitment programs.
Yeah.
So I just passively applied, got in. I had deferred my acceptance for the following semester. And then after I realized I could not go to Full Sail University, at that point in time, I did not want to stay in St. Lucia whatsoever. So I just took the opportunity to go to Halifax. And the rest is, as they say, history.
And do you think your life, your music career would have been different if you went to Full Sail?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Who knows what my path would have been had I taken that direction. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I mean, I guess because this is the only path that I know, and I understand that it's more so about the journey than the destination, I wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah. And you leave the beautiful St. Lucia to go to the coldy, snowy Halifax.
Yep.
I'm sure you were surprised to feel how cold that was.
Yep. And I still don't like snow. I don't care what nobody tells me. I still don't like snow.
Yeah.
I remember the first time that I landed at night, right? And I was driving in. If you're familiar with Halifax, you know that like you just got this long ass highway from the airport till you see any type of like civilization, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm driving from the airport. It's nighttime, and I'm like, bro, where the fuck am I? Like, why did I come here?
Yeah.
And then the morning comes, and then you get to see the place, and you walk around, and you feel the energy of the people.
Yeah.
And you realize that, you know what, man? Like, you'll be good here.
Yeah.
You'll be all right. And it helped that I came up with like maybe 20 St. Lucians that applied for the same school and got accepted. Mm. So there was a heavy Caribbean community over there. And I felt like Halifax was a nice little transition between St. Lucia before I went to Toronto, because Halifax felt big enough and small enough at the same time.
Yeah, I find Halifax is one of my most favorite maritime cities. I just think it's so amazing. In the summer, it's just like, but is that when you met Yogi, or did you always meet Yogi the producer.
So I went to school with his older brother, McLeod.
Yeah.
We were in the same year. And Yogi wasn't far behind us. So I knew who he was. He knew who I was. But we weren't friends like I was friends with his brother. I was just like, you know, cool with him. Yeah. And then McLeod and I went to the same school in Halifax. So Yogi was considering coming up to Halifax because one, his brother's there. And two, I was already over there. And like, there was a music scene there. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Even prior to me going up there, anytime I'd come back to St. Lucia, we'd catch a vibe, we'd start working, we started to build that relationship. And yeah. Then by the time he moved over here, it was like a eureka moment, if you will, and everything just kind of clicked. And he always played a real pivotal part in my career and my artistry and the direction of my artistry. Because once I locked in with Yogi, it's like, you know what you finna get. Like we really developed a sound together, and I'm super grateful to that guy. He's doing amazing things right now with Savannah Ray and Boy Wonder, and really put him on for St. Lucia. And mark my words, Yogi might come home with a Grammy for St. Lucia, and I can't wait to celebrate that with him.
He did win a Billboard. He's doing big.
He did win a Billboard, yeah, bro.
You know, I think down the road I'll get him on my show as well and get his life story. But every time I've seen you, you've been with him, so that's kind of why you know I put you guys together as as a pair. But
definitely.
So you're in that Halifax scene. What you think of the music scene there when you initially drop? You know, you get there. You know, there's Quake there. There's Cam there.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think? What was your first initial take of like the music scene?
I liked how it felt like a community. You know, it felt like everyone kind of supported each other. There was vibes going on, there were shows going on regularly, there was, you know, different, like, just different vibes and different exciting moments. And it wasn't even just hip-hop, but there were many different, like, genres and aspects of creativity that thrived there. And I just loved that. I felt like Halifax was a place that allowed me to truly explore my music and my craft unapologetically and in a free and safe space, you know?
Yeah. And do you like often reminisce about that scene back then? Like, even when you're in Toronto? Yeah.
I do because it's just a different energy. Like, I feel like Halifax embraced me in a way where, like, I really feel at home there.
Mm.
I really feel like, sometimes I forget that I'm not from there, kind of thing.
Yeah.
That kind of home.
Yeah.
Whereas with Toronto, and no shade to Toronto, because I love my experience there as well. But it is in itself a different experience. And that experience is such that I always kind of felt a little bit like an outlier or outsider. Like everyone kind of, you know, was from the ends or went to the same high school. It was very, very clicky.
Yeah.
It is very, true. Very clicky. So I just felt like I never really found my tribe over there.
Mm.
Whereas with Halifax, that felt a lot more seamless and a lot more natural.
I heard that you guys used to have a party house that people would just hang out at all the time.
Tower Road, bro. 1137 Tower Road. I probably still have a suitcase full of clothes over there.
I wonder who owns it now. They better be partying in it.
Right. One of my roommates was out there recently and he was just passing by and he sent me a snap of the house and yo, that brought back mad memories.
Bro. Yeah. You shot a video there, I believe,
We shot a couple of things there, but I think you're talking about Faded. We shot the video for Faded there. We shot the video for Song for Nicole there. We shot a bunch of like Appleton Estate rum. Like acoustic performances there. We did a bunch of shit there, bro, because it was a big house. It was like a three-story. It was a four-story with the basement, seven-bedroom house. You know what I mean?
Damn.
So I had the basement, so I had my own bedroom. I had my own kitchen. It was a big vibe.
I missed that on those parties.
Yeah, bro. That was a whole different time. That was a whole different world. But it feels like it was yesterday still.
Yeah. And so you go from Halifax to Toronto, and Toronto is a whole different beast in itself. Were you overwhelmed when you got to Toronto, or did you feel like you could survive there?
At first I felt a little overwhelmed, just because it was a different vibe. It was a much bigger city, but I felt good there, man. Again, because while I don't feel like I find like Halifax was still a little bit more welcoming, but that doesn't take away from the fact that I did find a bit of a tribe over there in Toronto. And once you do find that, like, that vibe, then it's a cool experience. But I definitely had harder times in Toronto than I did in Halifax, for sure.
And did you just find that the competition there was like, it was harder to stick out as an artist?
Yeah, definitely, because it was a much bigger city. Everybody was an artist, you know, is an artist.
Yeah.
Whereas in Halifax, it was easier to stand out.
Right.
If not because of the university circuit, if not just because it's a much smaller city.
Yeah.
But it was definitely harder to like find your vibe, your footing in Toronto.
So I'm going to do a quick overrated, underrated for each place you've lived, all right?
Okay, bet. Let's do it.
So, St. Lucia, what's overrated and what's underrated?
Woo! Okay, let's go. What is overrated about St. Lucia? Honestly, nothing.
Nice.
Nothing. And I'm not even just, I feel like, man, like, I feel like St. Lucia is one of the closest things to paradise that we have in real life. Like the Garden of Eden, bro, the Helen of the West Indies. You know, I love that. What's underrated about St. Lucia is the music.
Yeah.
And the music scene and the talent and the artists that we have here. We have some incredible, incredible talent here, bro. Incredible. Yeah. And we're trying to really put them on with the souls, the sound scene that we got going on here.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my answer.
Halifax, overrated, underrated?
What is overrated about Halifax? Man, these are good ones, bro.
The mall?
The mall! Do people even really rate the mall over there, bro? But I'd say, the shopping was a little bit of a...
What's it?
You know, wasn't great over there.
Yeah.
What's underrated about Halle? Is the food. I like the food over there.
Yeah. Donairs.
Donairs, bro.
Yeah.
Some lobster, all of that. No.
Toronto. Underrated or overrated?
Okay, what's overrated about Toronto? I mean, it's just a lot sometimes, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
you know, it's just a lot. It's a lot of everything.
I'll answer this for you. I feel like in Toronto, there's a lot of people that are always doing something, but they're doing nothing. Like they're busy going places, but they're really going nowhere. You know, and I don't mean that in a long scheme of things. I mean that in like a day to day thing. Like they're too busy to help you or talk to you, but really they're not busy. They're just they think they're busy. They're just heading. You know, I don't know where you're heading, but
they just gotta keep moving long enough to not realize it.
Yeah, I think that's probably underrated. Yeah.
Underrated about Toronto, also the food. I love the options. You get down there. Anything.
Yeah. Preach.
I love that. Yeah.
Preach.
I love that about the city, for sure.
So
I love how multicultural it is.
Yeah. So we're here at the second song. What would you like it to be?
I would like to hear the homie Tona and Four Corners featuring KO and Jen Lifts.
Oh yeah, I tell my nigga called a lift, bro. I can barely stand up tall right where I sit, yo. We're old school with the hypno, but with that new school currency that is crypto. Tryna take that ass back to the crypto. Scratch that, no trails at right where I live, bro. Straight to the dub, the Sheraton or the Ritz, yo. They talking shit in my ear and let their tongue roll. You know my style, be steadily on that freak shit. 24 hours, 7 day a week shit. You know that ting well large, a nigga peeped it. Bend over, touch them toes, hit them pros on. Cause you know you been feeding for me to hit that. We can skip that long talk and that chit chat. Long stroke, fill it all up in your six pack. Ain't no need to give me a break, make off that Kit Kat. Back to back in them parties. Yeah, I be right here in that cup where they saw me. Too much ass, I lift it up. Too much ass, I lift it up, yeah. Back to back in them parties. Yeah, I be right here in that cup where they saw me. Too much ass, I lift it up. Too much cash, I'll pick it up, yeah.
Girl, you get that lift in the morning. Cause we lift and we zone it. We can live in the moment. Like the fact that I be different, you like how I roll it. Our nigga be stroking, how that kid be soaking. Just rented another villa with a pool. With Henny and a Hetty, already know what to move. I'm usually with the crew, tonight it's all about you. Back shots to your backside. Everything's a performance, still I know what you do. Character for the scene. If you can have this POV, then you really see what I see in your eyes. When I choke you out, and you holding your thighs up for the surprise. Girl, it's always a vibe. Really like how you smile. When I put it aside, girl, my life is a trip. It's not, it's only tonight. I can give you a lift and show you what it is like.
Look, saw me on the gram, she thinks I'm famous. Met her in the bay, say she Bayesian. It's funny cause I met her in town before. I just can't remember what her name is. Baby, it ain't really how it seems. Bad memories, spectacular dreams. Trying to figure how you fit it in them jeans. Turn around, let me see you on your knees. How you mean, ayy? Cause we party and we effing it up. Bring that bowl, just don't try and bring that weapon in, cuz. Cause them man already know that they ain't effing with us. Let them in if they're feminine with melanin, cuz. Yeah, that waist spin like a Beyblade does. She want a 69 like it's Trayway, cuz. Till she abandoned ship like it's Mayday, cuz. Cause Tona told him that we way, way up. It's general, ayy.
Back to back in them parties. Yeah, I be right here in the cut where they saw me. Too much ass, I lift it up. Too much ass, I lift it up, yeah. Back to back in them parties. Yeah, I be right here in the cut where they saw me. Too much ass, I lift it up. Too much cash, I'll pick it up, yeah.
You already know. We global, baby. No Fuji. Four corners of the world.
And we're back with KO and, you know, there's a couple artists named KO. Have you ever, like, thought of copywriting that, or you just, like, chill with
it? You know what? I kind of run into a bunch of them. Some of us have become friends, actually, yeah. As a result of it. There's this dude, KO Genesis. I fuck with him and his music. But nah, bro, it is a very common name. So all I can really do is, like, whenever I see... Say, for instance, like an artist releases a song under the same name and it pops up on my profile on streaming platforms.
Yeah.
I contact my distributors and I make sure that's from that kind of thing. It's like, that, you know?
Yeah. You can start a group called the KO Clan.
Right. The KO Clan. I like that.
What is
that? Copyright that one.
What's that name mean, KO?
Man, it just kind of came from, like, I like Japanese anime.
Yeah,
I like, I grew up watching Dragon Ball Z and stuff like that. So me and my cousins, we used to make, like, play our own makeshift Dragon Ball Z game. Like,
yeah.
Just, like, play pretend, come here, come here, kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And we all had our own name. We had our own, you know, like, we wouldn't take Goku or Vegeta. We'd, like, create our own unique name. And for some reason, I liked KO at the time. I must have been, like, 8 years old or something.
Yeah.
But I ran with it, and then before I really made it my rap name, I was going by Young Murder.
Yeah.
And
nice.
I eventually changed, right?
Yeah.
I eventually changed that back to KO, and it's been KO ever since.
Nice. And so now you're doing a radio show. I actually listened to it last week. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
I like that you're like in the studio as well. You're just hanging out with your friends and just talking some shit. What's that like to have a radio show and kind of put your style on that as well?
I love it, bro. It's so much fun. And, like, not many artists could say that they have their own radio show,
yeah.
Which I think is cool because we get to tap into the market in a really different and interesting way. We get to target an audience that we may not have necessarily been able to target. And you know, people get to buy into your personality a lot more by just hearing you do that. And we wanted to create, it was like Solstice is all based on like this niche that I'm trying to bring to life. Like I would always come to St. Lucia and want to perform, but there are no shows for me to do because everything's like soca, dancehall, them kind of things. So I had to create my own vibe. So that's how Solstice started, as like a live event series, and then it started to branch off into these different things. So Solstice Radio is just taking that same vibe that you would get at the events into like a listening experience on radio, and then adding into the commentary between the three of us as the host. I think we got a really like dope chemistry and dope dynamic amongst the three of us.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to see where it goes, man.
Yeah. I like the vibes on there. I was like, man, I wish I could work at a radio show like that. I work at a radio show, but the studio's closed. Yeah. So I was like, man, like.
So you're doing everything from home, right?
Yeah. So here we're going to do, okay, we're going to do some random questions. Just throw it out. Rapid fire. I mean, you can still think about it. I'll just, you know, you can still think about it. All right. But still rapid fire. So we're going to start with some random questions, and we'll start with your favorite project you worked on.
Birds would be my favorite project that I've worked on because it was such a collaborative project, a collaborative process as well. And it really felt like therapy, you know? But we got like 20 St. Lucian artists on one like collab album, right? That's never been done here. I don't think it's really been done like in the Caribbean per se. It had always really been a dream of mine. Again, it was an extension of what Solstice, the event series, was always about. So to be able to translate that into an audio visual experience as well through real, like, authentic music. I loved it. I loved the rollout of it. I loved that's definitely up there.
Favorite song of yours?
Reckless. Yeah.
How about favorite song that isn't your own?
Bro, it might have to be From Time by Drake featuring Jhené Aiko.
Best venue and city to play in?
I really like the Drake Underground. Really like the Drake Underground. Yeah. So I'm gonna say the Drake Underground.
You've had a lot of features in like video games and all that. What was your favorite feature?
The NBA 2K21. Yeah, I think that's the biggest one for me, bro. And like, I'm not a big gamer, but like, I appreciate what that means because all my homies are big gamers. So like, knowing that my music is in that game around the world, bro.
That was pretty cool. I liked seeing that.
Yeah. See, like, I'm cool doing more joints like that, bro. I mean, never have to touch a stage again.
Favorite TV show?
Dragon Ball Z. Does that count as a TV show?
Yes.
Okay, bet.
Favorite underrated artist?
I got three of them. Fuck, I got four of them.
Go for it.
Fuck it, I got five. Jen, Smalls, Tona, Tef Hinkson from Barbados, and Rashad Joseph, St. Lucia.
Nice. Yeah. Shout out to all of them.
Yeah, man. Shout out those guys. All incredible, incredible artists.
If you were not called KO, what would you rather be called? Let's say someone said you can't be KO anymore. What would you want to be called?
Whoa. Okay.
They're just stripping your name. They're just like, sorry, you can't be KO anymore.
I can't be KO. I got to be something entirely different now. I would be...
Big Murder?
No. Definitely not. Something like two name, first name, last name joints like Isaiah Rashad or Kendrick Lamar. You know, like it would be one of them joints for sure. It would be... Be one of them joints.
maybe your last name, but just two names.
Salt on.
Yeah, salt on. No,
definitely not.
All right. How about this? Best advice you ever received?
I mean, I don't want to sound cliche, but It really has been never give up. You know what I mean? Like, really just stay the course, man. Just stay the course, trust the process, and everything that comes with that.
Preach.
I think it's been the best advice that has ever really given to me, bro.
If you could change anything about yourself, what would it be? Either physical or mental or...
I would find some sort of, like, mechanism or system that allows me to actually fix and get past my trauma. Yeah.
Good call.
That would be helpful.
Yeah. I think that'd be, if that was a thing that could, you know, change the world for sure.
That would definitely change the world, bro. Yeah.
Lastly, key to success.
Work smarter, not harder, and believe in yourself.
Always.
And actually manifest what you want into your world and bring that into existence by actual firm, like, affirmations in yourself and what it is that you want. I believe that really does work. I fall short often. I cannot lie. I tend to be very pessimistic, and as a result, manifest many pessimistic things into my life. When I could consciously manifest positivity and light and grace into my life, those are the things that follow. So
yeah,
I believe that is truly the key to success.
And that's the best advice to end on. So, last song, what would you like it to be?
Yeah, let's play something off the Birds album. Let's play Take Your Time with Rashad Joseph featuring myself and Michael Robinson. And Shan James.
Yeah.
Big up Sam Shay.
And before we depart, I wanna have you on again, because we didn't touch enough on the Toronto scene, and that's a whole different experiment on itself.
We
will in the future, possibly in studio when things open up down the road.
That would be fantastic. Yes. I like that.
Let's end this on any last pitch advice. Anything you want the fans to know at all? Any what's next? Anything at all?
I could safely and comfortably and positively say that I don't know what's next, and I couldn't be more terrified and excited about it. But what I do know is that whatever it is I decide to do next, gonna be a moment, and I will leave here with a legacy. And thank you to everyone who has been part of this journey with me thus far. I appreciate your love. I appreciate your support. No man is an island. I would be nowhere if it wasn't for you guys. Don't know the ting. Love, peace, light, all the time. Yeah, we good.
Spending yourself far from me. Booking on your friends like me. But girl, anytime you're free, just give me that time of day. Cause your man's up, wait. Tell your man's up, wait. Tell your man's up, wait. Tell your man's up. I know that you love it when I call your line. Giving you the feelings make you close your blinds. Girl, you know you love it when I blow your mind. And I can't wait till I blow your spine. Girl, take your time. Girl, take your time. Girl, take your time. Girl, take your time.
I like it when you take your time.
Take your time, baby.
Not too fast, baby, let's press rewind. I'm so happy I can call you mine. You been bad, baby. I'ma charge you for the crime. Put those handcuffs on right now. Your body just like beaches. All these other boys calling your phone, hitting you up, texting you, wishing they could see this. Then you whisper in my ear. Only you know where that heat is. Baby, tell me where that key is.
And I know it's really going through your mind. I just really had to get to know your sign. You don't gotta hurry, honey, take your time. Girl, take your time. Girl, take your time. Girl, take your time. Girl, take your time. I know that you love it when I call your line. Giving you the feelings make you close your blinds. Girl, you know you love it when I blow your mind. And I can't wait till I blow your spine. Girl, take your time. Take your time. Girl, take your time. Girl, take your time.
You've been
Life be moving fast, but we take it slow. You've been on a path that nobody would have guessed. You got a freaky side that I really wanna know. Whoa. So baby, let me take our time with this. Love it when you blow my mind with this. Every time you hit my line with this. Love it when you hit my line.
Let me break you off while you take a little break from your thesis. Girl, that tight, it tasted like pineapple and peaches. You got me feeling, girl, it's like I want this, I need this. No secret, but no pressure neither. It's great to meet you, yeah, we're here to eat you.
But now you're so far from me. Working on your friends, I made. But girl, anytime you're free, just give me that time of day. Cause I'm my soul, babe. And I'm my soul, babe. And I'm my soul, babe. And I'm my soul, babe.
I am everything with Shion A Town.
Yeah, I may be lonely. Yeah, I may be lonely, but lonely's okay. See, I may be lonely. Yeah, I may be lonely, cause lonely's the best way that I ever felt.
Yeah, I'm on a long dark highway. 4 or 5 drinks deep, try and drive safe. Seatbelt unbuckled and my phone's on vibrate. Man, who the fuck calling? My left hand hits ignore. My right hand flick a Newport on the floor. That split second that I'm not in control. Hit a wheel is a blessing, cause loneliness is a monotonous road. They say depression leave a mark on the soul, but it's a mark on the map. Just directions where they want you to go. The pressure starts getting harder to hold. The grip lessons for real. The wheel starts having thoughts of its own. Let it go. Let it go. I'm staring at the mirror, at the person I don't want to provoke. As the gas gauge starts getting low.
Yeah, I may be lonely. Yeah, I may be lonely, but lonely's okay. See, I may be lonely. Yeah, I may be lonely, cause lonely's the best way that I ever felt. Yeah, I may be lonely.
With that bullshit for the kiss me goodbye. It's chippy, over my shoulder like pop flies. Caught by Ken Griffey, is he in the right field or not? That's the mystery. The most friendly you'll probably be ghosts. At the same time you need somebody the most. I've been dating 3 years and mama's alone. And it probably don't help that I'm hardly at home. No, and plus I just broke up with my ex. I don't even know what's next. My mind is on recession. Plus this job ain't got no pension. Now I'm driving back to the West End stressed. Caught between the thoughts of the throne. But still part of me don't wanna be known. I'm staring at the mirror at the person I don't wanna provoke. As the gas gauge starts to get low.
Yeah, I may be lonely. Yeah, I may be lonely, but lonely's okay. See, I may be lonely. I may be lonely, cause lonely.